This is Akashwani. The news read by Tanvi Khurana. Campaigning for the assembly elections in West Bengal has reached feverish pitch, with top leaders from all major political parties addressing rallies across districts. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi held three rallies yesterday in Katwa, Jangipur and Kushmandi. He sharpened the BJP's pitch on identity and infiltration in the state, promising to implement the Uniform Civil Code to end what he called the politics of appeasement. The Prime Minister also participated in a roadshow from Bihar Mor to Station More in Siliguri. Senior BJP leader Amit Shah also addressed rallies at Bankura and Purulia in West Bengal. He said state government employees would be given 7th pay commission benefits within 45 days of coming to power in the state. Trinamool Congress Chief Mamata Banerjee addressed public rallies in Bankura, West Midnapore and Jhargram. She accused BJP of plotting to divide Bengal through NRC and religious polarization. Polling for the 294-member West Bengal Assembly will be held in two phases on 23rd of April and 29th of April. Talks between the United States and Iran are underway in the Pakistani capital Islamabad, with the White House confirming that the negotiations are taking place face-to-face. The White House said the meeting marks the highest-level direct engagement between Washington and Tehran in decades. It added that a full team of U.S. experts is present in Islamabad, while additional experts are supporting the talks from Washington. Amid talks, U.S. President Donald Trump said it made no difference whether a deal was reached with Iran. Speaking to reporters, President Trump added that operations in the Strait of Hormuz were ongoing and asserted that the United States had already won. According to Iranian state media, now the third and decisive round of talks is underway in Islamabad. After two earlier rounds, this is being seen as the final attempt to reach an agreement on Iran's reported 10-point proposal to end the conflict. The latest round follows exchanges of written texts between expert teams from both sides to build a framework and remove ambiguities in the draft proposals. Key issues include efforts toward a ceasefire in West Asia, the release of Iranian assets held by the U.S. and discussions on the Strait of Hormuz. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar began his two-day visit to the United Arab Emirates, holding high-level talks in Abu Dhabi amid ongoing tensions in West Asia and concerns over the welfare of Indian nationals in the region. During the visit, Dr. Jaishankar met UAE Deputy Prime Minister and Foreign Minister Sheikh Abdullah bin Zayed Al Nahyan yesterday, where discussions focused on the evolving regional situation and its implications. The government has increased the export duty on diesel from 21.5 rupees per litre to 55.5 rupees per litre. The Ministry of Finance informed that the duty on aviation turbine fuel has also been increased from 29.5 rupees per litre to 42 rupees per litre. Meanwhile, the export duty on petrol will continue to remain nil. In Bihar, 13 people have been killed and many others injured in a tragic road accident in Katihar district. The accident occurred at around 6 p.m. last evening near Basgada Chowk in Koda block on National Highway 31 when a bus collided head-on with a pickup vehicle. All the injured have been admitted to Koda Primary Health Centre and Purnia Medical College for treatment. In the Asian Wrestling Championships, India's Sujit Kalkal and Abhimanyu Mandwal won gold medals in the men's 65kg and 70kg freestyle categories respectively in Bishkek, Kyrgyzstan yesterday. Sujit dominated Uzbekistan's Umidjorj Jalajrov 8-1 in the 65kg final, becoming the first Indian since Bajrang Punya in 2019 to win gold in this category. In IPL cricket, Chennai Super Kings defeated Delhi Capitals by 23 runs in Chennai last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.